The vote was 216 to 210, with 8 Republicans, all members of the conservative House Freedom Caucus, and all Democrats, voting to oust Kevin McCarthy from his post. The rebellion was led by Florida Republican Matt Gaetz, who was incensed over McCarthy's deal just a few days ago to pass a short-term budget extension that prevented a government shutdown. Among other things, conservatives were angered that the deal did not include deeper spending cuts. Most Republicans, however, along with almost every single Democrat, did not support a government shutdown, and they voted for the budget deal. Most Republicans also rejected the effort to oust Speaker McCarthy, including Illinois' Mike Bost of the 12th Congressional District, Darren LaHood of the 16th, and Mary Miller of the 15th District. Mike Bost issued a statement praising Kevin McCarthy's leadership and listing several GOP victories. He also said Republicans must stop fighting each other and, in his words, start taking it to the liberals who voted in lockstep against Kevin McCarthy. A statement from Darren LaHood called the removal of Speaker McCarthy a shameful maneuver and said it does a disservice to the American people. LaHood blamed Democrats for voting against keeping McCarthy as Speaker, but he also blamed the 8 Republican members of the House Freedom Caucus, saying they were, quote, more concerned with clicks and sound bites rather than working to achieve conservative policy victories. Mary Miller's statement also blamed Democrats, saying, quote, I agree with President Trump right now. We should be focused on stopping the radical Democrats. It is notable that Democrats are the minority party. They did not offer the motion to vacate or remove Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. So the next question is, who will be the next Speaker of the House? For now, the House is under the leadership of Representative Patrick McHenry of North Carolina, who was declared Speaker pro tempore. In his first act, he sent the House into recess to allow time to discuss the path forward. That means there will be no votes on Speaker or on anything else until next week at the earliest. All the while, the clock is ticking toward a November 17th deadline to pass another budget bill, or the government shutdown scenario will return. In Washington, D.C., Linda Kenyon, IPM News.